Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Your morning team here on WSW. Good morning. It's 6:41.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down the San Antone.
All right, with Charlie, Denise, and Pat and you all together with the morning team.
I thought about this one after we talked yesterday. I did. It hit me. I was like, oh, yeah. This was a good one.
They're doing a little follow-up from what you heard yesterday here on WSW on 100.5 and 790 through Siri through Alexa through WSW.com. A reminder of your morning team show being sponsored by Paint Bowl, Bay Road north of Shattuck and Saginaw, serving the Great Lakes Bay region for over 30 years. Discover Paint Bowl in Saginaw, especially for detailing, rust-proofing, and paint film production and more. That's Paint Bowl, Bay Road in Saginaw, your morning team show sponsor. Well, we heard from several people, as a matter of fact, through phone calls and through emails. Yesterday at this time, we had a little fun. We were talking about your go-to, turn up the volume, rock and roll live album.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm embarrassed to say, I had a number of other responses I had written down from some calls and emails, but I can't find my list.
Oh, no.
It ticks me off. I apologize. I got a couple here that I actually saved. The other ones I had written down and I had deleted out of my emails. I tend to try and get email, respond, and delete, because if not, it becomes overwhelming.
There were a lot, I'm sure.
I know another. This was, by the way, Jim in Saginaw, who sent me an email regarding Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That one came in. I know I took a phone call, somebody talking about Elvis Presley and the comeback.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a good one. Yeah. Yes, that's true.
That was another.
That was a good one. Yeah, that's one of the better ones.
I know I had another call, somebody referencing Queen.
Yep. We talk about when they were at Live Aid, that one, or just Queen? And
no, there was another Queen. I can't remember.
There was another one. Okay.
Yep. And Grand Funk Railroad.
Hmm.
Ooh,
yeah.
So a rockin' band, and I think it was called Live Album, if I'm not mistaken. Some of these I'm not familiar with, some of these groups that had, and what the names of their live albums were.
Right.
We had another call, or was it an email?
Cheap Trick?
Yeah, and I think they were referencing a specific song.
I Want You to Want Me.
Yeah.
I Want You to Want Me, live from Budokan.
Yeah. Which, I'm sure the entire album is good, but because you made a reference, Pat, to a particular song. Wasn't it Paul McCartney?
Yeah, I was saying, like, yeah. The
Maybe I'm Amazed.
Maybe I'm Amazed, the live version.
Which, aside just from the whole album, sometimes there's a single song that's released live.
Yeah.
I know somebody else called. We mentioned this. Somebody else mentioned Peter Frampton.
Yeah.
Yep, Frampton comes alive.
We appreciate all those who did respond through calls and emails. A couple of my favorite emails we received. Somebody was agreeing with you on Nirvana.
Yes.
The Unplugged that you had mentioned. And they also, the Eagles, Hell Freezes Over.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, 1994. Mm. Yep.
And this was specifically Scott in Saginaw who referenced, I knew that he mentioned a couple of things associated with the group. That he said that the name Hell Freezes Over is because of what Don Henley once said in an interview.
Yes.
I recall that, talking about the Eagles.
Getting back together.
Yeah,
he
when
said
Hell,
when
freezes
Hell Freezes Over. Right.
He also mentioned a Glenn Frey quote, which I did not know and I think is hilarious, where apparently at the beginning of the concert, and it says it's on the album, that Glenn Frey announces, for the record, we never broke up. We've just been on vacation for 14 years.
14 years, yeah. I remember, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't recall that.
I do, yeah.
That's funny. That, that is great.
That's true, though. That was another good live album.
And another email we got from Kent, who I don't know what his hometown is. He just says he commutes daily from the Thumb to Bay City. So he's coming in. We appreciate Kent. And I was most amused by his email. First of all, because he said he was inspired by our conversation when he got to work yesterday, that he actually played both the live Bullet and Foghat Live albums in the background while he was working at his desk. But I referenced Kiss. He said, sorry, I didn't have Kiss. He says, I have the distinction of having fallen asleep at a Kiss concert at Olympia.
Oh wow!
Wow!
It's probably the, well, I don't know.
Sound sleeper ever, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, I guess. Thunderstorms don't bother him.
How do you do that? Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Don't know.
Probably would sleep through a tornado.
Man. Although he does say he cranks up Detroit Rock City on occasion, but boy, I'm falling asleep at a Kiss concert. But, that would...
Wow.
Must have been an off night for Kiss.
Might have been. Yeah. We'll have to ask Gene or Paul about what was going on that night. Though he did reference this, and I love this, he referenced and he included a link to Mylon Lefevre, and he was the leader of a Christian rock band. And he says he cranks up Mylon Lefevre and Broken Heart Live Forever, a 1983 album. And I listened to a little, and I actually do enjoy some of the Christian rock.
Mm-hmm.
And this one rocked.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some great Christian rock bands, you know. Everyone always thinks of Christian music of not being, but there's some great Christian rockers out there.
Absolutely.
Sure. Some great Christian rappers out there,
mm-hmm.
for that matter.
Yes.
But Kent, we appreciate that thought and going to that genre of your go-to live. Turn up the volume, crank it up, rock and roll album. Everyone's got one of their favorites, we know.
Sure.
Can I throw one more out there? It hit me yesterday, too. And I don't know the live album, so maybe somebody can tell me. But my parents had the this is how I became a big Rolling Stones fan, was they got the Hot Rocks, Rolling Stones Greatest Hits. I don't know if you remember when that was released in the 80s. And it was so many of their great songs from like 64 to 71, I believe. And there's a live version of Midnight Rambler there. And I'm talking about the Midnight Rambler. Yeah, and there's a live version of that song on that album, which is so much better, I think, than the recorded version. But I don't know what album that's from. Now, ooh, they put it on the Hot Rocks, but I believe it's part of a Rolling Stones album, a standalone album. So if anybody knows, give me an email, pat@wscw.com.
Somebody's got to know the answer.
Because it is a great, great, great version.
Well, we appreciate all those, again, who have a passion for what they have as their go-to and for responding, whether it was a phone call, whether it was an email. We appreciate your participation, because unless you were participating, we wouldn't be here.
That's right.
Right.